Welcome back to another episode of the Ohio College Tech Prep Podcast. My name is Matt Cola, and I am from the Northeast Ohio College Tech Prep region and Kent State University. This month's episode, I am going to be interviewing Lynette Boggs from Wayne County Career Center. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure. So I brought you on the podcast today to talk to us a little bit about the CTE Innovative Pathways and a little bit about the specific way you're utilizing those pathways here. So thanks for coming.
Yeah, not a problem. Yes, we've had a great experience with the CTE Innovative Path. We had a wonderful opportunity with our industrial electronics program to utilize that vehicle, I guess we could say, instead of the CT26 going with the Innovative Pathway. A few years ago, we had a wonderful instructor who retired, and we got a new instructor in, and the old instructor had been working a lot with his advisory, and they had told him, you know, we need to incorporate some of these other skills. The problem was there was no funding mechanism for it because it crossed another pathway. And so electronics in the engineering pathway and electronics in the manufacturing pathway. So both of those two pathways had courses that we wanted to utilize, and we never really could, but we tried to teach those extra skills so that the students that went out had those skills. With the Innovative Pathway, we now have a way to fund those courses. And basically, through those advisory meetings that our advisory had earlier with that first instructor, and then continuing on with a new instructor, it was just perfect way to morph into that program that meets our local industry needs.
That's awesome. I was super excited to hear that the state had started this new program. You told me a little bit about what the Innovative Pathway is, so that's awesome. Let's dive more into your specific industrial electronics program.
Sure. So our program just used to be electronics. We worked on computer hardware. We had AC and DC electronics as well. But our local industry said, hey, we need some other things. We really need to have some industrial maintenance skills on these students because we do have a program that is power line technologies, which brings the power into the manufacturing areas, right? And we have a robotics and automation technologies program that the students can basically learn the automation skills, but we have this big gap in the middle of work cells. Basically, okay, we can bring the power into the building, we've got all the automation, but who's gonna hook all those things up and maintain it? That's where our industrial electronics comes in. So it was just a perfect fit. And then they can go and these students are learning, like I said, they're learning some industrial maintenance as well. So they're getting those base electronic skills in AC and DC. And they're also getting mechanisms and drives and industrial maintenance. So it's a real powerful combo for our local area here.
This is the first year you've done this program?
This is the second year.
All right.
The first year we did the program, filled out the application, which by the way was super easy. It's just like a Google form, basically. I think it's not actually Google they use, but it's similar to a Google form. You fill it out instead of the 26. And the first year we did that, and we left our computer hardware program in there. And we found out that, you know what, that first year we worked through it and we're like, you know, it was kind of our test year. And we ended up removing that course, putting in mechanisms and drives instead, which ended up being what was a better fit for our area. And so that second year, I called up down to ODEW, and I said, can we please revise our application because we want to change a course? They're like, great, sure. All I did was go in, filled out that application again, which if anybody is doing this, save your first application so you can go back in and you can revise it, you know, go back in and re-enter it. So it was just, I mean, it was so fast. It was crazy.
Oh, that's exciting.
it was very easy.
You love to hear that. Who did you work with down at ODEW in case people want to begin their own programs?
Yeah, I had worked with mostly Ryan Curtis and Matt Winkle, but mostly Ryan on it.
Oh, okay.
And they were very helpful, very, very helpful. They entertained all my questions and my phone calls because, you know, this was something new. We wanted to make sure we were doing everything right and had our bases covered. And And they were just wonderful to work with.
Oh, that's so exciting. So you have industrial electronics. Do you plan on introducing any more innovative pathways in the future?
Well, at this point, unless we hear some more things from our advisory, we haven't heard anything yet, but it's always going to be that program that's in the back of our minds that if we're not quite addressing our local industry needs, we've got that card we can pull out of our back pocket and go that direct route. But right now, as far as I know, we're not looking at anything else. But again, open to all advisory because that is actually what drove this.
Right. So the businesses on your advisory suggested that this happen. You had the synergy of a new teacher wanting to come in and kind of shake things up. How's the student response been to this program?
So far, we expected it's going to be a few years, mm-hmm. and it's starting to trend upward now. Mm-hmm. The enrollment was lower, but we're starting to pick up, mm-hmm. and we're looking forward to it going even further. Our industry involvement has been key to this, sure. Getting kids exposed to what these technician careers are. Mm-hmm. Because your average student is not going to understand coming into this, I want to be an industrial technician or right. in industrial maintenance. That was part of the other thing, too. We didn't call it industrial maintenance mm-hmm. because students, for some reason, that's not in their language.
Sure.
When they think maintenance, they're thinking, my high school maintenance man, which is more of a custodian.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with those careers. They're wonderful careers. Yes. But that is not what this is. This is a high-tech, mm-hmm. high-skill trained position
right.
that they're going to be going into. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah. You said that a lot of this has been trying to get them to understand what the position is. Mm-hmm. Has that been through work-based learning, through guest speakers, through something else that I'm not thinking of?
Well, when we're having our sophomore visits, obviously mm-hmm. we're exposing our students to that. We have student ambassadors that go out and they do lunch tables and lunch presentations mm-hmm. at our different associate school districts to kind of try to help spread the word, so to speak. And also, we have a lot of guest speakers that mm-hmm. come in and volunteers. And one of the things we're hoping that we can really employ this year is more with our advisories talking, mm-hmm. To sure. the potential students.
Right.
That's one step that I would like to see us go further in and keep growing and sure. keep exposing.
Yeah, that integration
kids to that.
Seems mm-hmm. very important.
Right.
It's really as simple as just a school district or a career mm-hmm. center reaching out to ODEW and asking, hey, we'd like to create this innovative mm-hmm. program, and they work with them and fill out the form.
It is just that simple.
Okay.
It's like I said, it's the simplest process that I think we've done, mm-hmm. honestly, when it comes to filling out paperwork, et cetera, mm-hmm. to create a new program or revise a program and refresh it. It's been a great option for us. Mm-hmm. And if anybody ever has any questions, I can speak from our experience here. And I know that Ryan would be very mm-hmm. happy. Ryan Curtis down at ODEW, I'm sure he would be very happy to reach out and help you in any way possible.
Sure.
And I just volunteered him, it looks like.
That's okay. You also volunteered yourself. So,
myself as well. Right.
I always say, I won't ask people to do something that I won't do myself.
There
so, you,
you
know, you met the right. you met the bare minimum. Is there anything else you want to talk about regarding this program?
Basically, listen to your advisory committees. If I mm-hmm. give any advice at all, your advisory committees are your steering committees. They mm-hmm. should be for your program. And like I said, when this opened up, this was like, wow, we can fund what they want us to do.
That's awesome.
So, although we were trying to do those things, you're still trying to meet all your benchmarks mm-hmm. with your web exams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
But you only have so much time to teach. This allowed us to use that time we have to mm-hmm. teach on those main subjects that they are wanting for the students to fill those positions.
Oh, so, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with me, to educate me and our listeners about the Innovative Pathway. It's still, as you know, so new. I think you were one of the first districts that I've heard of that are using this. So it was really exciting to get the chance to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. I was going to share with you as well. We were really excited that we did get expansion grant money for this.
Oh, congratulations.
So coming up very soon here, we have a 3-stage of this grant that we're executing. The first stage is our welding program. Mm-hmm. The second stage is getting a new space that now better fits the program, mm-hmm. a high bay type space, mm-hmm. which before we were in a low bay, but a regular kind of classroom.
Sure.
So now we're going to be getting some high bay space, which we think is going to help also give a realistic expectation of what the career
right.
is. And it's going to be able to show the students even more. This is the career field area. This is the atmosphere you'll be working mm-hmm. in when you leave here. So we're really excited about that. And then after that, we're starting a cybersecurity program.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what's on the deck here for Wayne County Schools Career Center.
Oh, I love that. I love hearing about all your expansions. I always like getting down here to chat with you.
We love having you here anytime you want to come.
Thank you. That is it for this month's podcast. Thank you all for listening. And as usual, I ask that you leave us a rating and review on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. And I look forward to our next episode, which will be on Northeast Ohio workforce trends. And once again, thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Matt.
And have a wonderful month, all of our listeners.